Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to Mark this morning? Mark, the 11th chapter. What have we been talking about for several weeks now? I guess it's more like months, huh? What? The title of this series has been and is Without a Doubt. Without a Doubt. We are believers. Amen. Right? Amen. We're faith people. Yeah. We live by faith. We walk by faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith pleases God. And the Faith Life Church family ought to know something about faith. And so we've been on this. In Mark 11, if you'd read there in verse 22, Mark 11 and 22, what did Jesus say? Have faith in God. How many believe that's good advice? Yes. Have faith in God. One marginal rendering says, have the faith of God, the God kind of faith. And going on to verse 23, what did it say? Jesus said, for verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, what had happened is he had spoken to the tree, you remember. Came to the fig tree, if perhaps he might find anything on it to eat, and there was nothing on it. The Bible Encyclopedia talks about that in that particular tree, in that climate, in that season, in that time, if it had leaves, it should have had some kind of fruit, even if it was a green bud, and it had a show of fruit, but no fruit. It was a hypocrite tree. And the Lord did not care for that, and he cursed the thing. He said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever, you lying fig tree. You said you had some fruit, and you had nothing. Which is another message. And the Bible reveals that when he said that, nothing happened that you could see, that you could detect with your five physical senses. They heard him talk to the tree, and that's all they knew. They left. They came back sometime later, and the disciples, as they were passing by it, said, Lord, look how quickly, how soon the fig tree withered. It was withered up, and the Bible says, from the roots. Well, something happened the moment he spoke to it, but you couldn't see it immediately. Well, that's the way faith is. He took that opportunity when they said, how quickly the fig tree has withered away. He took that opportunity to tell them, have faith in God. What's the understood subject on that sentence? You have faith in God. And then in Matthew, he said it like this, Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said to them, verily I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not. Everybody say that out loud. If you have faith and doubt not, he said, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you'll say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Was he telling them that they could have done what he did? Yes. To the fig tree? Yes. Now this is what millions of Christians have not acknowledged and have not believed. What they say is, Jesus could do that because he's Jesus. And so many sermons have been preached along that line. People say, you know, Jesus healed the sick. Why? Because he's the Son of God. Jesus raised the dead. Why? Well, he's the Son of God. He walked on the water. He cast out demons. He Curse the fig tree. Why? He's the Son of God. Well, those statements are true, but it leaves a wrong impression. It leaves the impression that he did it as God, with powers as God. But the Bible tells us that he did it as a man, anointed of the Spirit. And he said, if you believe on me, the works I do, you'll do too. Well, if he did them as God, how could we ever do them? But if he did them as a man, anointed with the Spirit, and he would anoint us with the same Spirit, then we see the glorious possibility of us doing the same type of things, living the same type of victorious life, having the same kind of miracles. And that's what he's called us to. But that hasn't been preached fully. It's been preached that Jesus did that as a sign to prove who he was. And for us not to even imagine we could do anything like that, because we are mere worms of men, mere mortals. And how dare we think we could? Listen to what Jesus said. Forget all the goofy preaching and teaching that unbelieving folks have said. And what did he say? He said, when they said, Lord, look how quick that fig tree withered away. What did he say? You have faith in God. Isn't that what he said? He said, if you'd have faith and wouldn't doubt, you could not only do this, which he's done to the fig tree, but you could speak to that mountain. And if you'd say it and not doubt, you'd have what you said would come to pass. There's a whole lot of you in that Matthew 21:21. You. Is he saying they could do and we could do what he did here? How did he do it? It was by faith. But mechanically, how did he do it? He spoke to it. This is not prayer. He didn't pray and ask the Father to do something. He wasn't begging in prayer. He is speaking personally, specifically to the tree. And if you're not talking to some things in your life, you need to get with it. Amen. If you're in a sales job, you need to call those sales in. Right. Nobody has to hear you. No other human has to hear you. But when you're getting ready in the morning or driving to work or something, you need to say, all right, people are going to buy these from somebody today. They might as well come buy them from me. Right. So buyers, come in from the north, the south, the east. Come in, see me. Come buy from me. Money, come in.
Yes.
Sales, I'm calling you in.
Yes.
Come to me. Yes. Now, when people come in, don't pressure them. Faith puts no pressure on people. People are not your source. God's your source. And if they don't buy it, God can bring three other people in to buy it. No pressure, but faith. If something's going on, one of your babies is running a fever, you don't just, run around scared and don't know what to do. Talk to that thing.
Yes.
Say, fever, you leave my child in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Fever subside.
Yes.
Mommy, my stomach hurts. Speak to that stomach.
Amen.
Something's not healing right, speak to it. Say, heal up quickly in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Be right.
Yes, absolutely.
Faith people should be speaking to things regularly. But now it's not just saying it. There's something else. What did he say? Look at it again. Mark 11:23. Verily, when Jesus says that, what does that mean? It is this way and no other way. You can count on this. It's like the language of a, well, it is. It's not like, it's the language of a law. He's revealing to us a spiritual law, a kingdom principle and law. How does it work? It works this way for anybody, whosoever. Read it out loud to me. 23. That whosoever shall what? So that's a part of it. You say. Didn't you say think? What did you say? Open your mouth. Say it. Well, I'm embarrassed to do it. Well, you better get over it. If you want results, you'll get over it. I'm not used to that. They didn't do that in my other church. Well, you're here now, so do it. We do this. People know you come here. You might as well come on in. Right? and get the results. You're already taking some of the flack, so go ahead and get the benefits. Right? Might as well be a tongue talker. Healing believing. Faith confessing. Might as well get rich. Yeah, come on. Just come on in completely. Don't hang around the fringes and play with it. Come on in. Yeah. Just get the whole deal. So you say it, but that's not the end, right? You speak to, what else did he say? Whoever will say to the mountain, so this is not prayer, you're talking to the situation. You can talk to livers. You can talk to kidneys. You can talk to tumors and growths. Talk to bills. Whatever it is you're dealing with. Speak to it. And in this case, the mountain, something you want removed, command it. Now, there are a lot of people who don't like this kind of preaching. But we're reading right out of the Bible. And this is not what some wild-eyed preacher said one day. This is Jesus. Jesus said this is how he operated, and he's telling them, and we're his disciples also, how to operate. This is how you do it. People have tried all kind of other things, but it's not going to work till you do what he said. Speak to it. Say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and what else? I've heard people say, you know, what do we say down south? Smarty aleck. Smart alecky or whatever. You know, say, well, what if I'm going to say I'm going to be a multi-billionaire? You think that's going to happen? Nope, not for you. Well, why? It's what you said. You said, if you say it, it come to pass. No, I didn't say that. Yeah, I heard you. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. No, I didn't. Number one, Jesus said. Jesus said, if you would say it, he didn't just say if you'd say it, it would happen. What did he say? If you would say it, and what? What does it say? And shall not doubt in his heart. That means you believe it.
Amen.
You're not trying it.
That's right. Amen.
I said you're not trying it.
Right.
You're already convinced.
Yes.
Before you see it happen, you're already convinced it's true and it's happening.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Anchor to the Soul, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104J. That's R1104J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.